I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are kept before milking?
A cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
I don't know that.
Okay. What are some different kinds of wood fences?
Different kinds of wood what?
Wood fences. What do you have different names that you'd call different kinds of wood fences? Like there's some fences that are made with rails like this.
Rail fence.
You call that a rail fence? Well, now what about fences that you sometimes see around people's houses that have little points on them like that?
Oh, the wire fence. Some say iron fence, but I think it's a wire fence. It's put up like wire.
Okay. Now, what do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top that you carry milk or water in?
A milk pail.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the heavy thing in the kitchen that you fry things in?
Frying pan.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn on the water?
Call it a kitchen sink, oh, I know.
Yes, ma'am, but there's the place where you actually turn the water on.
Uh-huh.
Do you have some name for that little thing that the water itself comes
out? Spigot.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm after. You know, you're being a big help, Miss. I appreciate this.
Ma'am?
I said you're being a big help. I appreciate it. Now, let's see. What do you call a spigot if it's on a barrel? Do you still call it a spigot or do you call it something else?
A faucet, I think, what they used to call it.
Okay. When you get groceries at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Basket.
Okay. Are they ever put into anything else besides a basket?
Paper sacks.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? Like
an orange sack or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call them, though, just a woven bag.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
A juice harp.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up against your teeth and pick like this?
That's what I thought was a juice harp.
Okay. Well, what about the other kind then? Do you know the other kind I'm talking about that you just hold like this and it has little holes in it and you blow?
It's a common harp.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that carpenters use for sawing?
A what?
It's a support that carpenters put a piece of wood on and then saw through.
No, better hit me, ain't you, always.
No, but it's you I want. It's your answers I
You're
want.
You're doing good, Mom.
You're doing wonderfully.
Look at that.
Where'd that come from?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I need to go on the road.
I thought you wanted to see it.
Well, can I ask you another question, Miss King?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you the same one I asked before. What do you call a support that a carpenter puts a piece of wood on before he saws?
In the fireplace.
No, ma'am.
No, them horses.
In what?
The little horses, they call them. You know, the forked legs, you know, the lay of blocks.
I don't know
how to
call them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she doesn't have a name for them. That's what I want, you know. I mean, I want to know if she doesn't call them anything in particular.
Yeah, pick it up.